FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
It's after 9 o'clock. Kids have gone to bed. So things get naughty for naughty after nine. And you guys make this show. So we want to know on 133353. We want to know tonight your oral sex horror stories after 9:30. But right now, when were you confronted with your parents' sexual side?
That's right, Tom. You've asked the question. So, I mean,
reason I asked this, Ollie, is because our producer, Belle, has told us the most incredible thing. Belle, what's happened, mate?
Basically, about a year ago, I was going through my mum's phone to find a photo in her photos. And
on her phone, yeah, right.
Yeah, and came across, I swiped a bit too far, and came across some topless photos and then some, can I say dick pics?
Yeah, you can. It's after 9 o'clock. We put the content
warning out. Tom said dick pics at 7:30, so you can definitely say it now.
Well, yes, I found some dick pics, and then my mum explained to me that she's been seeing a guy and how great their sex is. And it was a great wake-up call for me.
Had you realised, and this is all about that moment when you realise your parents are sexual and it's a shocking moment, were you, in your mind, had you sort of thought, oh, mum's not doing that?
Absolutely. I didn't know she was seeing anyone. I thought, oh, she's been single for years.
Yep. It's confrontational, isn't it?
I reckon there's a whole a vast array of ways that you can discover that your parents are either sexual or have that sexual side going on. I mean, for me personally, when I got a text from mum saying,
this happened on air.
Oliver, I've got my vibrator in the cupboard. Gathering dust, if you want it. That's right. Mum's vibrator. So that's when I learned that mum was still at a sexual side to
her. When we were talking about butt play for straight men, and she said that you can borrow it.
Oh, God, don't bring back the full context. That's even worse. But 133353, when were you confronted with, I think, the harsh reality of the fact that your parents are still sexual?
133353. How did you find out? It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Collective Soul with Shine, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I must give out a content warning, so easily offended ears, don't listen.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We want to know when you were confronted with your parents' sexual side, aka that harsh reality came home to roost and you realised, oh my God, mum and dad or mum or dad are either doing it or think about doing it. I mean, I've got a random one, but I once overheard my mum talking to my grandma. And my mum said, I walked into the kitchen, mum said, God, even at that age, they're still wanting it. And I mean, I was about 14 years old. And, you know, you join the dots. Gross.
Yeah, it's confronting.
That's grandparents.
It's confronting.
That's not even
well.
Parents. So that moment you realised your parents are still sexually active.
Our producer, Belle, had a flick through her mum's phone and found a couple of naked shots and a couple of dick pics.
Couple of dick pics, Tom. I was going to say, your parents, Ted and Jane, I mean, you'd be wondering what they're doing, but wonder maybe they're not doing it.
I've told you not to bring my parents into this.
Well, the whole topic is parents, so.
Yeah, and I said, I'm not sharing.
Well, I've shared for you. I reckon that's dormant.
Thanks, mate. You're so kind. 133353, when were you confronted with your parents' sexual side? Michael, what happened?
Oh, well, you know, after my father died, I was raised by my grandparents, and when my father died, we went through his belongings and drawers and everything. We found a vibrator.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. And, nothing much come of it, you know. In another drawer, we found a little, a little case that said, break in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, we didn't think much of it, me and my sister. And then a few months later, like I said, Dad was 77 when he passed away.
Yeah.
Right? And Mum was a little bit younger, a couple of years younger. And anyway, we told her about it. And then she goes, oh, yeah, he couldn't quite live up to what he wanted to do, and he used to use it on her. We were pretty shocked, you know. Yeah.
It's both shocking and lovely. It's hard to know which one I feel more of.
Well, yeah, I guess if you look back at it, I guess I know which one my mum felt more of. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right? But It was shocking, but, you know, look, to each their own. And
totally.
Michael, everyone.
I wonder how often, how common this is when you go through, you know, people who are deceased through their stuff. There must be some odd things that get found, and you've done just that.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing, I drive a garbage truck, right?
Yeah.
And I've emptied bins, and I've found vibrators and sex toys in bins when I've emptied them. And
so how
like
many
that.
Are in the drawer at home, Michael?
Oh,
none.
Yeah, that'd be pretty low. Tom, I wouldn't have even gone there. But Tom, you'd still use a discarded vibrator from the bin?
No, mate.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. Why me?
For bringing it up.
You're the guy who said it.
Shush.
Lucky, you were confronted with your parents' sexual side.
Yeah, evening, fellas.
Evening.
It was a bit of a while ago, but I was having a late night study session. Felt a bit peckish, so we went to the pantry, see what we could find. No bread in there. Went out into the garage to the freezer. So no bread in there either, so decided to let Mum know about it. Don't write a note or anything, just went straight into the room and opened the door, straight in front of me, the bed, and under the covers I just see, you know, two bodies on top of each other, and then, you know, roll over, both heads pop out of the doona, and there's sort of a moment where, oh no, is anyone going to address this? And I just say, we need bread. Mum goes, all right, I'll get some on the way. I'm just trying to say,
all right, nothing to see here.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Night, guys.
You got to commit to it, Lucky. Well done. We need bread.
We did.
Wow. Good Look, Lucky. Keep them coming in. I reckon it's pretty common, whether it's a walk-in like that or it's the discovery of an item. When did you discover or were you confronted with your parents' sexual side?
133353. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Reverend, Kings of Leon, off their album Walls, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're doing Naughty After Nine, so if you're easily offended, don't listen.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Sexy stuff. Interesting stuff. 133353. When were you confronted with your parents' sexual side? Basically, when did you realize that your parents were doing it? Like, did it happen in a moment? Did it happen in a, I don't know, on a phone call, or did you walk in or something?
Yeah, it can happen in a lot of ways, Tom. I've already mentioned the vibrator discussion with my mum, which was a shocking moment.
And what came through on Facebook, Ollie?
Oh, I was going to mention that. Sean.
You can get in touch through our Facebook page as well. It's Tom and Ollie.
I actually don't get the relevance, so it's not entirely on point. But Sean messaged, I don't get it. He said, there you go, boys, with a picture of bubblegum camel balls, and it's like a box of cereal that's that. Oh. It's like old school camel balls. I don't think we were talking about that. I don't know why he's... So, Sean, if you want to explain why you've messaged that in, that'd be great.
Shouldn't have mentioned it.
No.
I thought there was a story about somebody finding out about his parents.
No. No story. That's just that. Just a camel balls message, which has no context. I don't get it. You don't get it. No one gets it. But, Ty, you've discovered your parents' budding sexuality in some way.
How you going, boys? Yeah, my father-in-law was cleaning out his garage and showed me his porn collection and offered me if I wanted any of it.
Oh no!
Yeah.
What type? I didn't look too closely, but he assured me it was all
A grade.
Straight stuff, I guess.
Okay.
Well, that's a good reassurance. Ty, what was the nature, or I guess the mood in which he gave it to you? Was it like a proud like thing, like look at this, or was it like look, I've got this?
No, it was like he was offering me a glass of water or something. Like, oh, here's some pornography.
Yeah, no emotion attached to it.
That's what I had to show him how to use the incognito mode on the computer as well.
Oh, God. Just a bit of intel sharing between different generations, Ty.
Yeah, it was a really awkward weekend.
Private browsing, you've got to use it, even if you're older, particularly if you're older.
God, it's good. Back in my day, we didn't have private browsing.
No, you had hidden files, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
In the homework folder.
Yeah, homework, data, old files.
Old files, 2004, English homework, 2013.
No one's looking in there. Oh, what, Mum? Don't go looking at my homework from 2004.
Shane, how'd you discover your parents' sexual side?
Yeah, g'day, fellas.
Hey.
My, well, one of the experiences I found was my dad's first sexting to my mum.
Oh,
and my name starts with an S, my mum's name starts with an S, and he's accidentally sent the message to me commenting on my mother's breasts.
Oh, Shane, what did he say exactly? Can you tell us?
Awkward conversation.
Can you tell us what he said exactly?
Yeah, we've set a content warning, so why don't you read it verbatim?
Come on, Shane, relive it.
Oh, just about how he loves her tits.
And how did you take that as the son?
I deleted it and hoped that he didn't realise he sent it to me.
Surely he realised it at some point.
Well, he probably would have, but it's never been mentioned.
Yeah, best left untouched, isn't it?
Oh God!
Unlike the breasts, Kerry.
Stop it!
How are you confronted by your parents' sexuality?
Okay, so we were called to the hospital. My father had quite a serious heart attack.
Oh no!
So my sister and myself and my mum were there. And the doctor said, "So John, tell us what happened. What were you doing when you?" First had the chest pain, and he said, "Oh, well, we were having sex." But my mother, you know, they were 70 at the time, and Mum nearly died herself. She was horrified that he'd shared that information and tried to deny everything. And he, you know, this conversation. Well, then ask me a question. I've got to answer the question. And but he became a hero amongst his mates at Bowles.
It's a medical question, you know. He's got to answer.
Yeah, so it was funny afterwards. But yes, he's still a hero today to his friends. So.
Kerry, I'm sure you don't want to dwell on it too much, but do you reckon this was common for them, or was this them having a bit of a last hurrah kind of thing?
No, I think it was quite common. I don't think it's happened too much since. But
yeah, because
anyway.
Yeah,
a heart attack.
Yeah, it was a busy. It wasn't a little heart attack.
Oh, so. God.
She's on bloody St. John's ambulance watch in case something happens.
133353. When were you confronted with your parents' sexual side? When did you realise that your parents were still having sex? Still had that sexual
that
side.
Shocking moment.
133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Back in Black. That's the album version. AC/DC, off their album, Back in Black.
Great stuff, Tom.
Thanks, mate. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, we ask questions, and it's Naughty After 9, so I must give out a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Don't listen if you're easily offended. We are going to be asking about oral sex horror stories in about 5 minutes' time, but right now, 133353. When were you confronted with your parents' sexual side? When were you reminded that, yeah, your parents are sexually active?
When did it come home to roost that they were coming home to roost? Does that make sense?
I don't know.
That's kind of good. I don't mind that one.
Mind it.
Lucy, what are your thoughts on that one? The roost.
What was that, sorry?
I said, when did it come home to roost that your parents are coming home to roost? Is it a good little metaphor, you reckon?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Well, it was my auntie, actually. My cousins and I were over at her place, and she told us to go look for a board game. So we went into a cupboard in her bedroom and found some BDSM items.
Oh, wow.
What were they? We've given out a content warning, so you can be explicit.
So paddles, whips, I'm pretty sure there was a set of handcuffs. We just kind of left the room. It was a bit, a bit confronting at that age.
You bailed. Lucy, knowing your auntie, was that a surprise, or were you like, oh, classic auntie?
Oh, you know what? It was a bit of classic auntie, to be honest.
Because if she's blasé saying, go and have a look at some board games in the cupboard, surely she knows there's a chance you're going to find that stuff.
Oh, yeah, she had to have known. We were just really awkward when we came downstairs, so she definitely knew.
Yeah, she.
You could say that you were playing the game of life.
Oh, no.
Well, this show's on fire. And Lucy is just showing exactly how much we're hitting the mark tonight. Eva, you've discovered your parents' sexual side.
Yeah, I have, actually. My dad.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah, beautiful. I come from a very strict, ethnic background.
Yeah, right.
So
where are you from, Eva?
We're Greek.
Yeah.
But, and my dad's always been very, like, non-emotional, you know, never hugged us as kids or kisses on the cheek.
Sure.
So he had no idea how to use an iPhone. Yeah. So he'd always go to my sister and say, can you fix this? Can you back my phone up? Or if he's got a new phone, can you fix it? My dad's about 57 and my sister just came across dick pics.
Oh. Are your parents together still?
Yeah, but she's like, my sister called me crying because she's like, what the F is this? Like,
what are you going to say to it though? What are you going
to
say?
This is our dad's dick.
Did she send them on to you? Did she forward them on?
Well, we have a WhatsApp group with my brother-in-law and her and the pig.
sent it to us, to me and my husband, and we all, like, it's all, like, scarred. We're all at the kitchen table flopping our hands on the table, like, you know, pretending to take dick pics behind the poor bastard's back.
Oh, jeez.
Please, Heather, you need to turn it into, like, one of those new animated stickers that you can get on iPhones so you can just put it over the top of messages.
We're all scarred, guys. We're all scarred.
Does he know? Does he know that you know?
No, but we because he's got an accent, we always say, like, dick pic really quickly or, you know, and he just doesn't get it.
Amazing stuff.
Oh, thank you so much, Emma. Hey, that's why you want to go back and share the podcast. To hear that story from Emma again, you can get it on iTunes or at triplem.com.au.
If there are any more, I love these stories. Yeah, if you've got any more stories about the strange moments when you realise your parents are still sexual, that's shocking.
When did you see your dad's dick?
That's a whole new topic, Tom. So, yeah, it's still open on 1-3-5-3, but otherwise, if we're done, we're going to move on to oral sex horror stories.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine. So good.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Oh, Naughty After Nine. If you've never heard this before, it's not for the easily offended. I mean, take Hayden's response to when we asked about the perfect penis. Now.
To be honest, I look at myself and it's like, well, it's easily an extra half width-wise of the shaft is the size of my knob.
Just a humble brag about how big it was.
Good on you, Hayden.
Was it big or small? I didn't catch.
It was large.
It was large?
That was the size of his knob.
That's why you played it again. You love that stuff, Tom. And why shouldn't you? Tonight, what is on the menu?
We want to know. No, you can do this one.
Bull Dust, I was the first one.
You
openly said you're going to do oral sex horror stories.
Okay. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call now about your oral sex horror stories. We're talking the BJ, the cunnilingus. Both of them. Because on Tuesday, we built the perfect BJ. And you can go back and hear that one at the podcast. But tonight, let's break it down.
Did it go bad?
Oral sex horror stories.
Did a blowjob go bad? We've already heard a couple of these when we discussed sex injuries. But let's just focus solely on blowjobs gone bad. Blowjob horror stories.
1-3-3-5-3. Share. It feels good, I promise you. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Is it share?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Reckless Bernard Fanning. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Naughty After Nine, so I should give out a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
1-3-3-5-3. It is Naughty After Nine. We're asking for your oral sex horror stories. What happened?
It reminds
the BJ
me
or the Kenny Lingus.
Reminds me of a time. We were discussing piercings, and there was a story. If you cast your mind back to a piercing getting caught, like a tongue piercing, I believe, on another piercing on the shaft of the penis, which resulted in a lot of blood. Those are the kind of horror stories that would fit right now.
I think the worst part of the blowjob is when ejaculation happens.
Yeah, and that was the best part.
And it can go in your eye.
Really?
And that's not fun.
I've never had that. Obviously, but you've had that a lot. Why is that bad?
I've had that once.
Is that
twice. It stings.
Is that a horror story?
It stings.
Or just a mild inconvenience?
What happened? What was the mild inconvenience that happened during oral sex? I'll take it on
1-3-3-5-3. We're lowering the bar. No, oral sex horror stories is definitely the brief right now. Jerome, you got a story, buddy?
Oh yeah. Hey boys, how are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Hit us.
Yeah, well, Anyway. So, I met this girl, and she sort of came over and stuff like that. And when she came over, she told me she's recently single. I was like, oh, yeah, a bit of a rebound here, but you know what, I'm okay with that for a little bit. My standards have dropped low enough for me to accept that.
Sure. Okay. Good honesty, yep.
Yeah, but anyway, she told me she couldn't have sex, and I was like, you know what, that's fine. Like, I'm happy to do other stuff like that. So, obviously, we get to oral sex and stuff like that. Before we start, she looks at me and she goes, look, I'm amazing at this. I made my boyfriend come in like 5 minutes once. I'm like, dude, this is what I want.
Five minutes is kind of normal, but...
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
she starts going at him. She's like, oh, okay, well, this isn't great. And long story short, to be honest, she's pretty much like used her teeth for the majority of the blowjob. And look, I've kind of just written it off and tried to ignore it. So then I went down on her after that, and then she left and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I started to, like, I had a lot of pain and it was stinging and stuff like that. I thought, what's going on here? So,
oh God.
In the morning, the next morning in the shower, I looked at it and I actually had, like, indentations of it on the cusp of my penis.
Oh, Jerome.
God. That is. Mate. And she thought she was good.
She actually left thinking that she had done an excellent job.
Oh, God.
It was actually the reverse, where the man has to fake an orgasm.
So, did you fake it?
I had to fake the noises. What sounded like pain was coming through his pleasure, I assumed.
Jerome, it's not fun. It's not fun.
It's painful to hear, let alone, I'm sure, what you experienced.
133353, we will keep it open. I would love to hear from some ladies who've had some horrible, horrible guys go down on them.
I'm sure I've been involved in some lackluster efforts in that department.
Excuse me?
What? I'm sure I have. It's not an obvious job. I mean, the penis is kind of more straightforward.
I think
you go to the vagina sometimes as a young man and you go, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Enough about yourself. 133353, oral sex horror stories. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Forgotten Years, Midnight Oil, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Look, we have to get out of here. But before we go, we're doing our last little bit of Naughty After Nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
And look, if you want to, you got to be quick. Oral sex horror stories, 133353. If you do want to jump on the phone and contribute, Tom on 133353. Oh, sorry, your mic's not on.
My mic was off, Tom. So thanks sorry, for that, dickhead. It's almost 10 o'clock, so I can
thanks,
say that
mate.
You
oh,
are
cheers.
A dickhead.
Oh, cool.
But another Tom is not a dickhead, mate. You've got a bit of a horror story with the oral sex department.
Yeah. I went out and bought flavoured lube from the local supermarket, thinking it was edible.
Cool.
Spice it up a bit.
What
she
flavor?
Tried it. Strawberry. Only thing they had. Sounded pretty delicious. But
yummy.
Sure.
Yeah, you would think it would be. She's gone down, didn't say anything because she saw how happy I was. I've gone down, and yeah, it turned out it wasn't edible whatsoever. I've popped off, and I've let it have all over her. Just thrown up, and she's...
Oh. You had an extreme reaction to this strawberry.
Yeah. It tasted good for about that, 2 second interval of, oh, shit, this is the right flavour, and then just...
Tom, was it not designed to be had in the mouth?
No, I read the packaging after. It's designed just to make it smell better so you don't have sort of that. Yeah, exactly, hey, who would have thought?
You got to read the fine print, Tom.
Yeah, who would have thought, hey, you think strawberry, yeah, that's going to be delicious,
yeah,
but nah.
It's like when you get strawberry protein powder. That's also gross.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lads.
talk more about your protein, boys.
You know I bulk, Tom. Look at me. Skinny man. Wow, that is a interesting way to end the show.
Flavoured lube.
Great first half of the show. The first half.
And 9 o'clock when you were confronted with your parents' sexual side.
Yeah,
look, you head to iTunes, you search Tom and Ollie, that's Ollie with a Y, or you head to triplem.com.au. We'd also love to hear what you like and what you're loving, or if you just want to hit us up, Tom and Ollie on Facebook.
Positive vibes only, though. Hashtag positive vibes only.
We do read all your correspondence, so hit us up on there or Instagram. We'll catch you tomorrow night from 7 o'clock.
Hey, see you then.
Bye.